G'day, my name is Dr. John Paul Darby. I'm an Australian trained general practitioner based in Geelong, Victoria, Australia. I'd like to spend a few moments with you before your hypnosis session to talk a little bit about hypnosis and to answer some of the questions that you may have on your mind. This will save us time when your session actually begins. Please feel free to write down any further questions that you might have so that we can discuss them later as well. So, hypnosis, what is it? Hypnosis is a state of focused concentration where other distractions are minimized or excluded. It is a natural way of having access to the subconscious mind that many of us experience every day. For example, when you are relaxed and your concentration is so intense that you are not distracted by outside noises or stimuli, you are actually in a light state of hypnosis. Most of us do this every day when we are absorbed in a good book or movie, when we have driven our car home the last few blocks without realizing how we got there, whenever we have been on automatic pilot. Hypnosis is a form of communication that harmonizes your conscious and subconscious minds. If properly used, it is a means of achieving more of the potential which we all possess. In reality, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. A hypnotherapist is simply the individual who guides another into a highly relaxed state by using a variety of techniques to help the subject bypass his or her conscious mind in order to reach their subconscious or intuitive or inner mind. There's nothing particularly magical or mystical about the hypnotic state because it's such a familiar feeling that we all have every day. Some people, after their first hypnosis session, question whether they've really truly been hypnotized or not. Hypnosis induced by a therapist is probably not what you expect it to be. Our bodies are very relaxed, but the more we go into hypnosis, the more alert our minds become. In hypnosis, all of your five senses, including sound, smell, taste, and vision, are many times better than they are right now. You may be concerned about what hypnosis can do to you. Hypnosis is not in any way harmful, but it's completely understandable for a beginning hypnotic subject to have some reservations. So let me tell you some of the facts. The first one is, there is only one form of hypnosis. As I've just said, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You don't need me to go into a beautiful deep state of hypnosis all by yourself. And you certainly don't need me to give you suggestions of positive change in any area of your life. You can do that all by yourself. The reason you're listening to this today is because you don't know how. But I teach people how to do that all the time. It's the easiest thing in the world. All I can ever be for you or anyone else is a guide. If you allow me to be your guide, I'll show you how to place yourself in a beautiful state of hypnosis, experiencing physical relaxation and mental alertness. I'll show you how to stay there until we're finished. If you don't want to be in this beautiful relaxed state, all you have to do is have the slightest thought that you don't want to be in this relaxed state anymore, and instantly it's over, and you are back to your normal state of awareness. But if you follow my guidance, I'll show you how to stay there. Hypnosis is a 100% consent state by you. You must allow things to happen. You can stop them from happening with the slightest thought that you don't want them to happen. Now, I want you to understand that anyone who has an average or above average IQ and wants to be hypnotized can go into a hypnotic trance state. The only thing that keeps a person from going into this beautiful state of physical relaxation and mental alertness is if they have a fear or a misconception about what hypnosis really is. So I'd like to talk briefly about some of the more common fears and misconceptions of hypnosis. Some people feel that when a person is in hypnosis, that the person is asleep. The word hypnosis stems from hypnos, the Greek word for sleep. However, people who experience hypnosis are not actually sleeping. In fact, they're far from it. They may appear to others to be asleep, but they can think, talk, open their eyes, respond to suggestion, and move in any way. Brain scans or electroencephalograms taken on people during hypnosis show a high incidence of alpha wave activity that indicates that they have a relaxed yet attentive brain. Some people are afraid that they won't emerge from hypnosis and that they might get stuck there. Anytime you want to actually emerge from hypnosis, all you have to do is have the slightest thought that you don't want to be in this relaxed state anymore, and it's instantly over and you're back to your normal awareness. You can't get stuck there. Even if the hypnotherapist went away and left the subject in hypnosis, the subject would either return to full consciousness in his or her own time, or they'd enter a sleep state and then awaken after a pleasant nap. Some other people have the misconception that they'll tell me all their dark and deepest secrets when they're in hypnosis. However, when you're in hypnosis, you are always in control of what you choose to do or say. If you don't want to tell me something, you never will. If I was to ask you for information that was none of my business, you'd simply tell me that it was none of my business. Nobody can make you divulge information that you don't want to. Similarly, hypnosis is not a truth serum. If a person wishes to be untruthful while being hypnotized, he or she can easily lie. And there's also the powerful misconception that the hypnotherapist can control the patient and make him or her do anything that the hypnotherapist wants them to do. But as we said, in reality, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. The subject is always in control, very alert and concentrating at a high level. In this mental state, he or she can have the experience structured by a therapist or hypnotist, but the choice of whether to cooperate or not is his or hers alone. Thus, you will never do anything that you don't think is acceptable. You cannot be made to violate your own values or accepted patterns of behaviour. Some other people say, wait a minute, I hear what you're saying, but I've seen stage hypnosis work and I know those people control those people. I've seen them bark like dogs and walk around like chickens or do other silly things. But you need to realise that through a series of questions and observations and audience participation exercises, the stage hypnotist picks those volunteers who are a little bit exhibitionist, the people who want to have fun and they don't mind being made fun of. That is, they'll play the game and they'll do silly things. So, what are the attitudes you should adopt for hypnosis? There are basically four. One, you must be motivated. You must want to be hypnotized and you must want to succeed at it. Beginning the endeavor half-heartedly is not a ticket to success. You must want to succeed and believe that you will succeed. Two, you must be involved in the process. Hypnosis is not, as many believe, a passive act. It requires your full involvement and positive participation. In other words, you must apply yourself, direct your attention and concentrate on the process. Three, you must direct your will to cooperate and not to go against the hypnotic process. This is not the same as wanting something to happen. You may want something to happen, but apply your will negatively so that it is difficult or impossible for it to happen. 4. You must approach hypnosis with an uncritical acceptance. Only by doing this will you allow suggestions to pass from your conscious into your subconscious. So no one of these four things is absolutely necessary, in the sense that if they're absent, then hypnosis won't work. And you don't, nor do you require all of them to be present simultaneously. However, the more you can develop these attributes, the more successful you will be. It's not a question of either having them or not, but rather to what degree you have them. So, I know you're going to really enjoy our session together if we have one planned. If you do have any other questions, just write them down on a piece of paper and bring them in so we can talk about them a little more. If there's something I haven't covered that you'd like to know more about, I'd be happy to discuss it with you. Remember, hypnosis is a wonderful, wonderful way to change our lives, and it's available to you. Thanks for giving me this time.